ANZ Chair Paul O'Sullivan has apologised for the bank's misconduct after it was given a $240 million penalty. The Australian Securities and Investment Commission, ASIC's chair, Joe Longo, says the bank has again betrayed the trust of Australians after it admitted to misconduct over many years, including failing to refund fees charged to dead customers. The bank has also been found to have made false and misleading statements about its savings interest rates, incorrectly reporting its bond trading data to the federal government, and failing to respond to hundreds of customer hardship notices. ASIC's Deputy Chair Sarah Court says ANZ has not learned its lesson from the Banking Royal Commission of 2017, which found it and other banks committed misconduct.
It's now more than 5 years since the Banking Royal Commission, but disappointingly here we are, yet again, with not one but four more examples of how ANZ has fallen short. This pattern of misconduct at ANZ stretches back beyond the Royal Commission and over nearly a decade.